to Mental Health Chats. And I've got a really, really special guest today because we're, you know, coming into the holiday season for Christmas. And what we want to talk about is I've got lovely Scott Swanson, who's going to introduce himself in a minute. But we're talking about looking at how managers can actually support their team during the holiday season, because it's a little bit different for managers and their teams. It can be quite unsettling for some people. So first of all, hello, Scott. How are you?
Hello, Claire. I am doing really well. Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity.
Well, thank you for being here. And I've asked Scott for a very, very particular reason. You're going to find out in a minute. So first of all, just briefly, who is Scott Swanson? I hear a bit of an accent there, so I'm sure we all want to find out.
Yeah, I live just outside of Vancouver on the left coast of Canada, and was born and raised in this neck of the woods and have lived in a few other places. But yeah, this is basically home.
Oh, wonderful. I've been to Vancouver and I love Vancouver. And actually, I've been very, very fortunate to work with Scott for the last few years. And you're a very, very lovely, lovely man. So I think it would be really, really interesting for all the listeners and people watching out there to find out a little bit more about what you do, because you're such an interesting person. So if you can just tell us, what do you do?
Well, how's that for a setup? Thank you. I have to make this sound really interesting. Well, I do a few things. So one of the main things that takes up my time is that I am a pastor, a congregational minister in a mainline Protestant Christian denomination here in Canada. And I've been doing that for about 25 years. And so I in a number of different congregations, and focusing particularly recently on organizational development and leadership development. I also, our connection is I do coaching and spiritual direction, and spiritual direction is kind of a generic thing, coaching mostly in the leadership space, and leadership around self-leadership. So less about strategy and tactics, and which are important to have, and more about one's own essential qualities and how do we get out of our own way and allow our own inner wisdom to shine through.
Wow. It's amazing the work you do. It's absolutely brilliant. So the holiday season is coming upon us and it can be unsettling for people. It's also very exciting for people. So what would be really lovely is to hear your view about managers, really more in the workplace, about what sort of difficulties might people be experiencing coming up to the holiday season, because it's not the usual routine that people have.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure around that time of year, I think, for a lot of people. Whether they identify with a particular, you know, spiritual or religious tradition or not, just even in the culture, like the weight of, you know, the holidays can be quite intense. So there was a few things that occurred to me as you asked me about this, and the first one is grief. So I think managers can be aware that of their own grief, but also, you know, what might be going on for people around them. So some of the pressures around this time of year have to do with being with family, which if your family is geographically distant, or if you're estranged from your family, if you're divorced, if you don't have your kids at Christmas, that there can be an awful lot of pressure around that sense of grief. And then added on top of that is this pressure to be happy, right? Be happy, happy time of year. Well, if you're not feeling happy, so some people can fake it okay. For others of us, it's really tough, or you can put up a brave face for a while, but just that pressure to be relentlessly happy at a time when on the inside you may not be feeling it is a lot to ask. This year, particularly with what's going on, I mean, this is always true, but particularly this year with what's going on economically, financial pressures,
Yeah.
Right? There's pressures to spend money anyway, and if you're in a position where you don't have a lot of extra money and you feel pressured to, spend that on gifts or do whatever, once again, that can weigh pretty heavily on people. And then the last thing, and this is maybe most something that managers have the most control over, are the obligations that we feel. So there's obligations, that cultural obligations to do certain things, be certain ways. And then there's the obligations at work. So holiday parties, right? Staff Christmas parties. I don't know if you have a thing over there called Secret Santa is a
Oh,
thing here,
yes, we
right? So
do.
there's all these obligations to hang out with people that you may not actually like very much and want to hang out with,
Yeah,
right?
yes.
Move from talking about professional stuff to talking about your personal life, which you may not
Yeah.
want to do. Spending more money, like it's just a lot of weight to put on people when there's already so much weight on us, met on so many of us at this time of year.
You've said so much there, and I wanted to comment on every single thing you said. So the first thing I really want to comment is the pressure of geography. So that really is a nerve for me because I live in the UK. I grew up in Australia. So for me, many Christmases were very emotional because I was away from my family. I couldn't go home every Christmas. So that was one. The second thing on the grief side is my brother actually died just after Christmas a number of years ago. So for me, there's a lot of people who do experience somebody close to them passing away around Christmas for some reason. It comes up, or it might be their first Christmas without someone, or their 10th Christmas without someone, but it is still emotional. So that was a big thing. The finances, I've got four children, and with four children, they get more demanding about materialistic things, and that's really, really hard. When I was given, minimal gifts at Christmas, but children expect a lot. We expect to have the biggest turkey. We expect to have so many things, and that's really, really tough on people. And I've forgotten the last thing you said because you said so much, Scott. What was the last one that you said? Please remind me.
The last one had to do with obligations, whether those are
Obligation.
cultural or obligations at work
Yeah.
around
And the
socializing.
obligations, like a good example for me is I was raised as a Catholic. My husband doesn't have a religion. So the obligation of, I want him to go to church with me. I want my family to go to church with me. It's a very special time. That's what I did in my life. So how do we actually bring that together with our children who have all got all different beliefs as well? So we're, and the obligations in the office. I mean, I remember some Christmas parties thinking, I don't want to be. I prefer to be at home. I'm exhausted. This is winter. I just want to go home and get to bed early. So, as a manager, that brings a lot more pressures on us because, as a manager, we want to support our teams in this. So, what can managers do in the workplace to actually support others because of all these pressures, Scott?
And as you're talking about, like, I just want to go home, I don't want to go to this party, and that's even before Sam in accounting has had three or four too many, right? And
Oh,
which just
yes,
makes
I've been
everything
there.
worse.
Sam in accounting. Have you watched the television show Colin from Accounts? It's an Australian show. You have to watch it.
So what can managers do? I would say a few things. I would say number one is to be as self-aware as possible around what the season does for you and to you. So, think about these four categories. And so, as you say, for example, living half a world away from your family, from where you grew up. So I think, when we begin with self-awareness and what pressure we're feeling, what grief we're feeling, what financial pressure or obligations we're feeling, then it helps us to have a little bit more compassion, first of all, for ourselves, which helps us to give others a little bit more space. So that would be the first thing. The second thing would be to be aware of your people. to not make assumptions. Like you in the UK, me here in particularly in Vancouver, these are where we live in incredibly multicultural places. We live in places where, notwithstanding whatever sort of cultural frame there is around Christmas or the holiday season, there's lots of people who don't celebrate Christmas. If you have people on your team who are from who are part of another faith tradition that also have, you know, Diwali or Hanukkah or something like that, know that, right? But do they practice it, or is it just a cultural thing that they're not really interested in? As much as possible, given privacy and all the rest of it, have a sense of what's going on for your people. You know, is Sam an accountant divorced? Maybe that's some connection, but he's not seen his kids for Christmas. Maybe that ties into him having three or four too many. It's not that we're capable necessarily of doing anything about that, but I really think that the more we can be aware of what's happening for our people, the better. And so to follow up on that, I would say, you want to know what you can do for your people? Ask them.
Yeah, good point.
Just ask them what they need. Yeah. Right? And okay, you're limited in terms of your time, your energy, your budget, all the rest of it. Probably they're not asking for the world, but if there are small things you can do just to recognize that for, you know, Sam or Betty or whoever, that this is a hard time.
Yeah.
What are the little things you can do to just give them some space?
That's absolutely brilliant, Scott. Thank you so much for your wise words. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who think I need to get in touch with Scott because I need to hear more. So where can people actually find you?
The probably the best place to find me is on my website, which is scottrswanson.com. And I'm also on Instagram, and I do very little on Facebook, probably don't even bother with Facebook, but I'm on Instagram at scottrswansoncoaching.com, and also YouTube, Scott R. Swanson Coaching.
Really? Are you on LinkedIn as well?
I am on LinkedIn. Yeah. Same. Right. Scott R. Swanson Coaching. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Or Scott, or sorry, not the coaching. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I just absolutely have loved your wise words. So thank you so much. You've given so much more than I was expecting, actually. So thank you. And
that's great.
Yeah. Take care. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, Claire. And all the best with your holidays this year with your four kids and everything else that's going on. I hope it's really great.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everyone. Take care.
Cheers.